Hello and welcome to this presentation on Visual Studio 2010 and Windows 7. My name is Michel Baladi, I'm the founder and owner of a Copenhagen-based software consulting company. I'm also the CTO of a startup company called MatchRide.net, where we build a cloud-based carpooling application where we utilize location-aware devices and social networks. Therefore, I'm going to talk to you today about the sensor and location platform, which is new to Windows 7, and how you use that from Visual Studio 2010. There's actually a base platform called the sensor platform, and on top of that, there's a specialized platform called the location platform. The base sensor platform takes any sensor hardware device, such as an ambient light sensor, an accelerometer, a thermometer, etc. And there is a driver for that in this new user mode driver framework, or UMDF. And on top of that, there's the sensor API, which is an unmanaged API. At the top of this diagram, you can see that there are multiple applications talking to this sensor API. This is one of the benefits of this. So if you have two different applications that want to get access to your sensor data, you can easily share that because the sensor API allows you to share it. And it's not that the first application that opens the device owns the device exclusively, but the sensor API opens and manages it, and the applications just subscribes to its data. You can subscribe to this data as asynchronous data, so that the driver constantly sends you new updated data, or you can do a synchronous one-shot call to the API. Now, the location platform is, as I said, built on top of the core sensor API. So the location API is built on top of the sensor API, which is a specialized API, a specialized type of sensors for finding locations. Now, there are multiple ways of finding your locations. You can have a GPS device, and then you have a GPS sensor driver for it. But you could also have an IP address sensor, which detects your geographical location based on a IP address, or triangulation on a GSM card, for example. Now, these different location sensors have different accuracy, and from the application perspective on the top, you can simply make one call to the location API and say, "Where am I?" And the location API will figure out which of these sensor devices has the biggest accuracy and is available at this moment. So if you're outdoors, for example, and have a GPS signal, this call to "Where am I?" will give you a very accurate GPS position. But if you're indoors and don't only have access to your IP address, for example, then you will get a slightly less accurate report, but you will still get your data. And as a last resort, there is also a default location built into Windows 7. As I said, these APIs are unmanaged, so you get the full access, full benefit of the platform when you're programming in the C++. However, it is has a COM interface on top of it as well, the location iDispatch interface, which means that you can access it from a scripting language. When you write, for example, JavaScript in a Windows 7 gadget, or if you look at the new Silverlight version 4, has support for COM interop when you run outside the browser with the elevated privileges. So you can also write a Silverlight application that uses the sensor API. Now, the good news is for .NET Framework 4 and Visual Studio 2010 is that .NET 4 has built-in support for the location API. Should be aware, though, that this is a limited subset of the full sensor API. It's specifically the location API that is built into .NET 4, not the full sensor API. I'll switch over to a demo. I'll show you in Visual. First, I'll start in Control Panel. I'll show you what this looks like. Once you've installed your sensors, they will show up in a Control Panel applet, like here. I have two devices installed. This is our own developed IP location sensor device, which I'll show you at the end of this presentation, where you can download for free. It is enabled. And if you click on it, you can see that it also has an access control list. So you can control, give access to specific users who can access location data in this example. Switching to Visual Studio, this is the driver project. I'll just show you some of it here. It is I have chosen to divide it into the driver itself and the actual business logic. That makes it easier for me to update the business logic without reinstalling the core driver or changing the core driver. The driver itself is built is based on if you download the driver SDK, there is a skeleton driver sample which gives you a fully functional skeleton application or skeleton driver. As you can see, it's unmanaged code. I won't walk through all this code now, but I'll just point out that this is the driver code, and as I said, you'll get this for free, not the code, but you get the driver. And I'll show you what this looks like when you want to use it from .NET 3.5. From .NET 3.5, you need to call the unmanaged API through some kind of a wrapper. Here is the Windows 7 sensor and location wrapper that you can download from Microsoft's website. It provides you with .NET wrappers for the most common functionality in the sensor and location platform. And when you call it, you do this. You take this. There's a long location provider, and that there's also a civic address location provider, which gives you a street address instead of lat long locations. And here is an example of the synchronous call. So you call the getReport method on the provider, which returns a lat long location report. And the lat long location report has a latitude and longitude values. You can also subscribe or unsubscribe to these events. You can subscribe to location changed event. So in this example, it doesn't make a lot of sense because it's an IP. Your IP address doesn't change very often. However, if it's a GPS device or an ambient light sensor, the subscribing to the events would be a better approach because that's data that constantly changes. Now, that's 4.3.5. Switching over to .NET 4, there's a simple console application, and I'll show you here in the references that I've set a reference to a new namespace called system.device. Here I have a using statement system.device.location, and what this allows me to do is to very easily access the location API. Remember, not the full sensor API, but only the location API through straight from .NET framework. Here the provider is called the GeoCoordinate Watcher. I can start it or I can try start it. So I try start it with a 1 second timeout. True false here means if you should suppress the permission prompt. So if you don't have the access, if it asks for elevated permissions or if it's not enabled, you will get a pop-up dialog and that you can choose to enable it or give your elevated account. Now, once you have started it, you can just take this property position.location, and that gives you geo coordinate. if it gets some, doesn't get anything, it's geo-coordinate unknown, and if you get something, you can simply take the latitude and longitude out of it. So let's just try to run this and see if it works. It starts it, grabs the position, and as you can see down here in the debug window, we have got coordinates. And that's as much code as you have to write in .NET 4 to use this driver. As I said, you'll get the driver for free. This is the code that you need to write to use it. Okay, switching to Silverlight. Silverlight 4 supports comint interrupt. So that means that I can create a small Silverlight application, and I can show you here main page. I've created a very simple application. There's one button, there's one label, and in the button call I check if this application has elevated permissions. If it does, I new up a sensor factory, the lat long report factory, which is a com object. This is the version independent prog ID that you can find, which is specified here in my registry. Now, then there is this dynamic keyword in Silverlight 4, which allows us to work with com interrupt in this way. Now, when once I get this sensor object, I can call lat long report, which gives me the report. This is again the synchronous version of this. You can do it asynchronously and subscribe to it as well. And then I just take these properties, the lat long, and I put it into this label. So when you run this, Silverlight hosts it by default in a web page, but with Silverlight 4, you can do this. You can install or uninstall an application. So I'll just go ahead and remove it first, and I'll show you how to do that. So if you go to the Silverlight project, go into properties, there's a checkbox here that you can set that you enable this application to run outside the browser, and then you set the settings. You will get a window, and you can specify the size up here. And the important setting is down here, that you require elevated trust when running outside the browser. That is, you need that one to get access to com interrupt, to create an instance of this lat long report factory. Now let's try to run this again. Now we're inside the browser, so I'll just go ahead, right-click it, and I will install this application onto this computer. It's unsigned, but that's okay for the demo. I choose to install it, and it's running. Now that it's running outside the browser, I can I just have a regular window that I can resize, and I can click the button. Now it goes, talks to my sensor driver, finds the latitude, longitude, and that's as easy as it is with the Silverlight and the .NET 4 Visual Studio 2010 to create location-aware applications. Finally, if you want to know more about Visual Studio or the Windows 7 Sensor Location API, here are some resources for you. And don't forget, you get this driver absolutely free. And all you have to do is go to this website, register, and download it. Thanks for listening.